Well, I know, you know, obviously you're here to find out who's going to start a quarterback. It's going to be Jay. Our plan all along has been to allow him to get healthy. He was released by the doctor certainly before yesterday. I still wanted to have the opportunity in our staff to work him out vigorously and have him burst and move and do sudden footwork and climb the pocket and do those kinds of things. And he did it very effectively yesterday. Threw the ball very effectively yesterday and came up this morning. There was no residual issues, no swelling. There was nothing there at all. And so we practiced him today, and he had a very efficient, a good practice, good start, and he will start on Sunday. Well, I think you could see by his demeanor, you know, throughout this whole process and certainly over the last few days, he's been excellent. He's been probably Jay's biggest support in this process, no doubt. I called Jay to see how he felt last night, and Josh and him were, it was 8 o'clock, and Josh and him were working on the game plan at Jay's house. So that's the kind of support that Josh has given Jay throughout and that Jay gave Josh when he was playing. I wouldn't be prepared with any of those hypotheticals right now. We plan on him playing. We plan on him playing well, and we'll those situations come up game by game with anybody, and we'll be concerned with that then, but I wouldn't even begin to go near that one or anything other than the fact that I expect Jay to play efficiently and play well on Sunday. That's why he's going to be up. I thought that his performance level against Detroit was very good under the circumstances. He had one tip ball. Remember the first drive, it went right down the field. He threw the ball in the corner to Elshon, who the ball came loose. Had another one over the middle. It was a touchdown pass. I thought he played very efficiently in that game. That's my last memory of how he played. The Washington game, obviously, he was out early. And I do remember his level of play in the first three games of the season, which was very, very high. And he was on his way to, you know, I think a very, very effective season. And seasons always change. But I have a lot of confidence he's ready to go, and he'll play well on Sunday. I don't think that risk was part of this decision. This decision was made a long time ago, and that was that when Jay was ready to play, that he would play. And that's how we plan to do it. And so I don't look at it like that. I look at it, Jay's our quarterback, and when he was ready to play, he's going to play. And that's the same words I used a month ago, and there's no change today. I have no concerns. I expect that he'll go out and play effectively and efficiently, Larry. I'm not going in there with any reservation that he'll do anything else, and we'll see how he plays over the 60 minutes. But I don't have any reservations, and I don't feel there's any risk. I think that Jay's the quarterback, and he's playing on Sunday because he's been released, and he's at 100% or certainly close to it, if not. You know, I think that's a good question for Jay to see what he got out of his time away. You know, Jay was, I think, handling the offense very, very well when he was playing. We were growing at the time. We were learning more about ourselves. We're more evolved around Jay than we were when Jay played the last time. So, you know, we'll see. I really don't have a direct answer for that other than that. Well, I think that our line has had a chance to be together longer. You know, we've had a chance to get to know what our players can do well and what things we need to focus on. I think our coaching staff has done a good job of that. And our players are becoming more familiar with the things that we're asking them to do. So because we've been, you know, fortunate enough to be reasonably healthy, you know, with our other 10 guys, we've had a chance to grow and get to know more about each other. I don't want to go directly at that, Peggy, but, you know, we try with every player to try to put them in a position to have success early because we think that carries over throughout the game to try to, you know, get players, you know, target everybody with the ball, get our line feeling comfortable inside, protection-wise, getting them coming, all the things that, you know, all the other coaches try to do. You know, we try to do the same thing universally, and that's to try to give everybody an opportunity early in the game to get in a position where they feel they can be effective for the 60 minutes. Let me answer that question. Lance was limited today. It's day-to-day with him, but he was out there today. He got a few reps of practice, and we'll see where he is tomorrow. But he did... he put the shells on. He put a helmet on today, and got some work.
You look more optimistic than maybe.
I don't think I'm any more optimistic than I was yesterday. I think it's late in the week, and I think it, we'll see where he is tomorrow. But I don't think I'm any more than I was yesterday, Rich.